It was Parshas Noach. It was the sixth day of Mar Cheshvan, and the year was Tavshin Mem Zayin, equivalent to 1986. And the Maimer opens based on the 16th verse of the sixth chapter of Genesis. The Torah here records a command that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Noach. Tzoyar tasa lateva. You should make a luminary. So the Rebbe opens the Maimer by noting that his predecessor, the Friedrich Rebbe, in a Maimer from the year Tavshin Zayin, 1946, some 40 years earlier. And the Rebbe talks about this idea of after 40 years, a person comes to understand the profundity of the teachings of his teacher, of his mentor. Anyway, he says, so the Friedrich Rebbe brings down in a Maimer that there's two interpretations. And this, of course, the origin is in the Masechah Sanhedrin, and it was in the Bereishis Rabbah. That one opinion is that this was a window, and the other was that it was an Evan Toiva, that it was a crystal, that it was some kind of luminescent stone. And that Noach has a command, Tzoyer Tasa. Medayik was the Friedrich Rebbe is Medayik in his Maimer of 40 years prior, the Tzarech Lahoven, there's something here that needs to be understood. What's that? Haloi ha'oir hu b'riya b'yidei shamayim. Light is created by God, as it says in the beginning of the story, the narrative of Genesis, Vayemer Elokim, Yehier, God says, let there be light. So if God says, let there be light, who creates light? God creates light. So if God creates light, why is God asking Noach to create light? Ma Shayach Asiya, what does it mean, you make light? Tzoyer Tasa. He could say, allow the light in, that's a window. He could say, hang a source of light. But Tzoyer Tasa seems to indicate that Noach should be manufacturing light. And this is a little bit out of sorts. And then in that Maimer, he goes on to explain what it means, and he talks about two different interpretations and so on and so forth. But the Rebbe takes us in a different direction. He says, there is a well-known Pidush from our teacher, the Baal Shem Tov. And in this commentary, the Baal Shem Tov's teaching, incidentally, is brought in a number of places in Chassidus, including the Maimer of the Friedrich Rebbe, that the Teva, that the Ark of Noach, is synonymous with the Ark of Tefillah and Torah. So, for example, there's something in English called a homonym. The homonym means when we have the same word, which has different meanings. In Hebrew, there are also homonyms, much less than English, because English is a hodgepodge of languages, whereas Hebrew, every word is exact. But the fact remains that a Teva, or a box, or an Ark, is the same Hebrew word as teva, as a word, the word of tefillah, the word of prayer, or the words of Torah. And so, the Baal Shem Tov said, this is the meaning then of the pasuk, boy el hateva, you should come into the ark, you and all your household. And he said, what does this mean? Shetzarech ha'adam lahachnes es atzmai behateva, that a person has to immerse himself, bring himself into the teva. He has to bring himself into the ark. The Torah u'tfilah, the ark, or the words of Torah and tefillah. In other words, just like there's a commandment that says, you should b'yil ha'teva, come into the ark, so too there's a deeper meaning here. B'yil ha'teva is, you should immerse yourself, you should essentially allow yourself to be totally subsumed into or connected to the words of prayer and to the words of Torah study. The Rebbe adds in the bracket something very interesting. He says, the Pashtos, on it simply stated, this was an actual command to Noach. It's not like one of the 613 mitzvahs, Baya Lateva. It's not, there's a mitzvah, Pru Ravu, be fruitful and multiply, and that mitzvah was said specifically to Noach and Noach's children and to the animals, and that mitzvah does form the corpus of what we call our mitzvahs today. There is a mitzvah called Pru Ravu. There is no mitzvah called Baya Lateva, even if it gets rainy and the weather's bad. There's no mitzvah going into an ark. But nonetheless, the fact that, despite the fact that there is no such mitzvah, and it is technically the narrative to Noach, so it nonetheless clearly has meaning for Avodas Kol Echad V'Echad MiYisrael. It's somehow indicative of what we're supposed to do. This command to Noach ultimately becomes a command to all of us. Now, how do you figure that? I mean, it's not a command that's relevant for posterity. It's something we said to Noach. So the Rebbe says this could be based on the known explanation of the Rebbe Rashab, on the fact that on Rosh Hashanah, we recite various verses to accompany the blast of the shofar, verses of Malchias, of majesty, verses of Zechreinus, of memory, and verses of shofaros, verses of shofar blast, the melody of the shofar. So there's this collection of different psukim that we recite, and we do so to, so to speak, accompany our shofar blowing. And one of the psukim that we say, V'gam es noyach ba'ahava zacharta, and you remembered Noach with love. So the Rebbe Rashab explains there that this pasuk that says V'gam es noyach ba'ahava doesn't say, it's not a pasuk that speaks about Bnei Yisrael or the patriarchs of the Jewish people or matriarchs of the Jewish people. But nonetheless, he said this refers to Etzem Milas Neshamas Yisrael. This refers to the intrinsic virtue of the souls of Israel. What exactly that means, you have to go back to that Maimer in Ayin Beis and see what the Rebbe Rashab says there. But the Rebbe is only bringing this a fact that here we have this notion that there's a pasuk that speaks about Noach, and it actually is addressing not Noach specifically only, but its broader meaning is Neshamas Yisrael. It refers to the virtue of the souls of Am Yisrael. So from this we can understand Shekol in Yonim Metevas Noach, that everything that is Noach related, Yeshnam Ba'avaydas Kol Echad B'Yisrael, that it's part of the Aveda of the Jewish people. Okay, so getting back to the point here, Baal Shem Tov says, Boya Lateva, go into the ark, means immerse yourself in the words of prayer, in the words of Torah study. So now, based on that, we have to say, Tzorach Leimar, the Gam Ashakos of Tzoyar Tasa Lateva. And here is where the Rebbe is saying something very fresh and original and new. The Baal Shem Tov said that Teva, that ark, refers to words. Words of prayer and words of study. And boya lateva means just as a Jew is commanded to immerse himself, to subsume himself into the words of Torah and tefillah, so too, when it says tzoyar tasa, you should make a luminary. The Rebbe suggests that this is koi, that this would refer also to words of Torah and words of tefillah. But that actually needs to be understood. How could you make the words of Torah illuminated? I mean, Torah is all given from on high. Like it says, I spoke to you from the heavens. Or as it's written, and we say this in our Rosh Hashanah prayer, in the verses of Shepharis, we say that from the heavens, your voice, you made your voice known. We heard your voice. God spoke, and he said, I am the Lord God, and so on and so forth. These are the opening verses of what we call Aseres HaDibris, the special mitzvahs, the special statements which are given to us at our Sinai Mass Revelation. So that if that's the case, Torah comes from on high. If Torah comes from on high, then what's the obvious question? It's God's Torah. It's perfect. It is light. And yet, here's a commandment. Tzoyar Tasa, you should make the words of Torah illuminated. You should fill the words of Torah with light. We should manufacture light. We should create light. After all, how is it possible to say that a person, through his efforts and service to Hashem, makes a tzoyar, or an ur, he is, in a sense, adds light to Tevis HaTeira. So we started off with a question from the Friedrich Rebbe. Tzoyar Tasa, you should manufacture, you should make light. And we asked the question, hey, light is something God makes. We don't make light. Why does it emphasize the idea that you should make light? From this we went to the notion of the Baal Shem Tov's teaching of Boyla Teva. And the Rebbe introduces the backing and the foundation for the idea that that which says about the Teva should actually refer to each and every one of us, to our own Aveda. And say, one second. In that case, then Tzoyar Tasa has to refer to our Aveda. And that means that Hashem is commanding us to make light in the Teva. We should make light in the Teva. How should we make light in the Teva? So now the Rebbe introduces us to another teaching of the Baal Shem Tov. And this teaching of the Baal Shem Tov is also on the Pasuk Tzoyar Tasa L'Teva. And it goes like this. The Baal Shem Tov said, Tzoyar Tasa, the meaning of make light is, Shebetchilo hayagzar din milmailo alinyin hamabul. That initially there was a decree, a divine decree of genocidal waves, of destructive floods, of very, very harsh, what we would call judgment. God tells the Noach, Tzoyar Tasa L'Teva. You should make a tzoyar. You should make a source of light. Which means, Sheyahafeich midas hadin l'midas harachamim. God says, now I'm in a state of judgmentalness. you should transform that into a state of mercy and compassion. And how do you see that in Tzara Tasa? Says the Baal Shem Tov, you should make from Tzara, which everybody knows what a Tzara is. Tzara means a bad situation. You should make from a Tzara, you should make a Tzayhar. The same Hebrew letters, Tzadik Heresh. So Tzadik Reshe spells sorrow, misfortune, bad stuff. Tzayhar is light. And that's the Tzayhar Tasa. What does this mean? Pirush, the Rebbe amplifies and explains this teaching of the Baal Shem Tov. Tehine Issa B'Sefer Yetzirah, there is a statement which is made in the Book of Formation, the earliest book of Kabbalah, some say written by Adam Rishon himself. And it says over there, cryptically, Beis Avonim, Beinois, Beis Batim. Two stones build two homes. Gimel Avonim, three stones build Shisha Batim, six homes. Which sounds patently ridiculous. How could two stones build two homes? Can't even build one home with two stones. So the understanding is that these stones actually refer to Isis, to letters. And the point is that two stones build two homes, meaning every home is a place where a content, an idea, there's a substance that resides in each letter, or in each word. So for example, Aleph and Beis, two stones, how many words do you get? Av, the concept of father resides in Aleph and Beis, and Ba, which means to come and to arrive. So the point being that's being made over here is that Beis Avonim, two stones, build two homes. Two stones, meaning two letters, can create two words. Three letters can create six words. So mizem move on from this, it's understood. Shegimel ha'isi is the tevas tzoyhar, that the three Hebrew letters that comprise the word tzoyhar, or illumination, yesh behem vav tzirufim. There has to be six words contained within those three letters. And the Rebbe points out that five of those words are intelligible, we know what they are, and one is unintelligible. We have Hei Tzirufim, Yiduim. There's five ways to jumble those letters in a way that's meaningful, that says something. And then the Vav is Le Yadua, the sixth way, we don't know what it means. It means something, we just don't know what. The Echad Atzirufim, one of the ways you can arrange these letters is that it should spell Tzara, which means misfortune. The Echad Atzirufim, and one of the ways you can spell the letters is Tzayhar, which means source of light. The ultimate purpose then, Noach's mission, which as we learned is relevant for us, ultimately translates into the importance, the need, the special task of Lahapech, of changing the Tzara into a Tzayhar, to making problems into sources of light. Well, if you Peter Shanal, according to what was explained earlier, the Tevis Noach, in Yonah Tevis HaTeirovat Filo. So the Rebbe says, one second. Here the Baal Shem Tov says, Tzara should be turned into Tzayar. Bad things should be turned into good things. One second. But the other teaching of the Baal Shem Tov is that Tzayar Tasa, that the Teva is referring to not just the Ark of Noach, but rather the words of our own prayer, the words of our own Torah study. So the Rebbe says, one second. Are you telling me that the words of Torah are a Tzara? The words of Torah are a problem? A misfortune? An issue, a bad thing, that have to be turned into something good? We have to fix the Torah? The Torah isn't right and has to be fixed by us? Chas v'shalom. Eichev shalias inyan atzara b'teira v'tfila. How could you say, oh, prayer, boy, do I got problems. Yeah, what's your problem? I got to pray now. That's a problem? That's an opportunity. It's wonderful. Oh, yeah, I got tzaras now. What's your tzaras? I am expected to study Torah for an hour. That's great. That's not a tzara. And we say, no, well, yeah, you have a problem. Yes, we acknowledge that. That is a problem. I mean, studying Torah is a problem. Prayer, that's a problem. So what should I do? Well, turn it into something good. It's negative. It's a tzara. But turn it into a tzara. Really? Torah is not good? Tefillah is not good? It's a tzara? To turn it into a tzara? What's going on here? Achbir ha'inyan, the explanation, my friends, is as follows. Dehine yadua, it is known. Dehagam shahatayra kula shmeisav shlakadosh baruch hu. Even though the Torah is all comprised of letters and words, which are ultimately names of Hashem, as Ramban Nachmanides says in his preface to his commentary of the Torah. V'nim shechom u'mayla, all of the Torah comes from a higher place. V'chol ha'Torah kula, he kedusha, kedushas emes v'chulu. Everything, all, every nuance, every detail, every part of the Torah is sanctified with sanctity, with holiness, of truth. It's God's Torah. The thing is that Hamshachos Lamata, that's the way Torah is in its root source. But the way the Torah sometimes unfolds here in our world in real time, in such a manner, the Torah is endless, the Torah is limitless, the Torah is infinite, it's godly, and God is all those things. But when the Torah is brought into its actual iteration, the iteration of Torah as it appears in our world, the Torah has its limits. We say the Torah is not wider than the broadest, most spacious land. It's not It's not wider than the wider sea, meaning it's not intractable. It's not impossible. It is possible. You can learn the Torah. You can master the Torah. So if the Torah is not limitless, the Torah is created in limited iteration. It's presented to us in a limited fashion. The Rebbe says, Vayadeya Vedasa Adam. When a Yid toils in Torah, in the learning of Torah, Poilim he suffer the Torah. Then he's able to add a layer, a nuance to the Torah. He's bringing something fresh. He brings a new dynamic, a new perspective. U'b'lashon HaZohar, in the language of the Zohar, la'afash alam, to develop the Torah. We develop the Torah. The Torah comes, Hashem gives it to us in one form. Our job is to open the accordion. Our job is to spread the spectrum, to unfold and to ensure that the Torah's continue, we continue to discover the new depth and new profundity. But and through when a yid does this, then he in effect achieves hafichas tzara letzayher b'teira. He turns tzara into tzayher. Because really, my friends, tzara does not mean bad things. Shayidash tevas tzara humalashin tzar. The root source of the word tzara, the root source is two Hebrew letters, and that is tzadik and resh. Tzadik and resh spell tzar. What does tzar mean? Tzar means narrow. Narrow, squeezed. A very, very specific area. There's a specific demarcation. In Yiddish, it's b'loshen eng. Eng means to be squeezed. Eng kite is being squeezed nature, but being squeezed. Eng means squeezed. So squeezed into a narrow space is not a place any of us want to be. Nobody wants to be squeezed. Nobody wants to be left to their own devices. The idea of mokim tzar mugbal, the very, very specific definition, is very clear delineation, clear demarcation of this and not something else. So that kind of very, very limited kind of definition, this is the concept of tzar at its root source. Now, of course, from that kind of tzara, from being in a narrow spot, eventually people are uncomfortable. Whether your shoes are too small or whether you're being pushed or forced to do things you don't like to do, once you're in a tzara, mokem tzar, naturally you're in a tzara. However, Yedei Avedas Yisrael, through the efforts that we, the Jewish people, are supposed to make in our service to Hashem, mahapchem hatzara letzayhar, we're able to take this limitation and turn it into fresh, new, limitless realities. The Tamud Hazeh, instead of the idea Shahatayra Kafishihilamata, that the Torah the way it is in our iteration and realm, in this world, Mitzad Atzmo Beifun Agbala, the Torah is limited, it has so many and so many letters, and it has to be written in such and such a way, and it speaks specific about this halacha, and this halacha doesn't speak about another halacha. It's all limited. It's full of limitations. And people who confuse and make everything the same don't understand the Torah. If you want to understand the Torah, you have to understand how it applies here and not elsewhere. Nonetheless, we can actually transform these limitations into light. The real idea of light is light is by nature limitless. Light goes everywhere. You cannot say, I'll turn the lights on, but I only want the light to be in this half of the room, or that half of the room. Light is everywhere. Light spills. It's believing me the Vagabala. Light has no limitations. And it doesn't end. Light doesn't go, say, for the next 10 meters, the light will go, and then light will stop. No, light continues to go. Continues to expand. This is the meaning of make the tzayar in your words of Torah and Tefillah. That means that Torah and Tefillah mitzad atzmam, hibim midi devagbala, that the Torah has a certain amount of words, and it has a specific idea that's being addressed here. And there's a certain amount of words in prayer, and a certain way it has to be recited. And the idea of prayer ultimately is continued development and achieving of new vistas, new horizons. It's a sulam mutzavarza. It's as we have written about in the Zohar, invoking the imagery of Yaakov Avinu's dream, of the ladder which is rooted in the ground. So it's rooted in the ground, it's very much limited. It's very much right here and right now. But it continues to go in a remarkable way. And that's Hainu Shemitzad Atzmehu In Shemididavagbala. That the Torah in and of itself, the way we have it, is in limited, it's in a very, very narrowly couched frame and terminology. It's Arza, it's on the ground. However, through our efforts, through our toil, through our commitment, through our love and loyalty to the Eibishter, Magiyim L'Shamayim, we reach the very heavens. Bechinas Shamayim, the idea of heavens, HaMerchav Shalomayim, this is the spaciousness of heaven. The atmosphere is unlimited. Ad L'Shamayim, until we reach the highest level of Shamayim, Shalomayim Mishamayim Stam, Shamayim, the heaven of the heavens, the outer stratosphere. As is known in the Maimarim of the Friedrich Rebbe, this is called what we refer to as Merchav HaAtzmi. And this, my dear friends, is the meaning of Tzoyer Tasa, that there is limitation. And the limitation comes from a good place, actually. But that limitation is meant for us to transcend it. And the limitation is meant for us, the Torah has to be given in a specific way. And you wouldn't be able to find the messages of Torah if the Torah was all over the place. If it's written in this way, and you're Midaik, you analyze these words, so why does Torah say it this way and not that way? And by analyzing the exact details and contours of the way the Torah's message is conveyed to us, ultimately able to discover a whole new spacious reality in Torah, endless fresh ideas in Torah. And this is the meaning of Tzoyer Tasa, that what should you do? You should take the Tzara, take the narrow, and turn it into that which is broad and spacious. And the Rebbe continues to develop this Maimer, speaking about how this is, in effect, what Rosh Hashanah represents, min ha-meitzar karasiya, we cry out to Hashem from the narrow straits of the shofar. The shofar blowing comes from a very, very small mouth of the shofar, but ultimately the sound comes from the wide and broadened area. And he says that a year that begins with a squeezed or uncomfortable fashion ultimately will broaden to end in a very, very beautiful way. So the Eibishter should help us that this year, which has had far, far too much tzara, far too many bad things happen for Klal Yisrael, that Emetz Hashem, it should start very, very quickly to give way to merchav, to spaciousness and to openness, and we should be zeichem Emetz Hashem in our time to the coming of Mashiach and the experience of merchav atzmi b'mehira ubi'amenu amen. Shabbat shalom. Good Shabbos. Thanks for joining us.
Very nice, beautiful.